So here's what I've learned.
So of course I tell dozens of people that are listening to the podcast.
In the same episode where you're like, send us dick pics. I want to date a trans guy. Also, here's a thing about me. I believe that everyone has a shitting themselves story. And I've learned about it from people I've gotten to know really well.
Yep.
But I think that's one of those things people don't talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, like, hey, you've shit yourself. And if not, you're about to right now.
Let's get this reaction on camera. It was I was sitting in that chair that you're sitting in right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Why did you? Today?
Today.
Did you scrub?
I Febreze'd it.
No. Sorry, I broke the controls. That's not enough.
Yes, I cleaned it. Jesus Christ, Kyle. Oh, you're out of the chair.
I've moved into a more comfortable position.
You're on your knees, just like you.
Way less chance of like shit. Am I leaving this in when I edit?
I don't know. Are you?
I don't know. No,
I think it's amazing.
Okay. Now, you might be too proud of this.
No, you're right. That is the straightest thing about me. Like, it is a straight guy thing to shit and be proud of it.
Yeah. 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 True.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Everyone has a shitting themselves story.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat Room, and this is episode 2884. The BFO for Monday, the 18th of February, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about my weekend, and I've got a little history lesson for ya. Yes, me buddy! Presidente's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it's President's Day. Big Fatty, you're not quite sure about that now, are you? Well, y'all, we're going to have a little history lesson. We're going to have a little history lesson because, y'all, it is President's Day in the U.S. of A. However, y'all, I went to look up kind of the history because, y'all, when Big Fatty was growing up, we used to have Abraham Lincoln's birthday, and we used to have George Worthington's wash day as national holidays. And y'all, it was my understanding they combined the two of them into one national holiday, and they called it President's Day. But y'all, I'm just going to read this to you because I found it very enlightening. Big Fatty, something enlightening on the little show. I've never heard such a thing. Big Fatty, can I have some cherry pie while we... Yes, you can. It says right here, contrary to popular belief, Big Fatty, that's you, popular belief. In fact, isn't that your stripper name on George Worthington's wash day? Every time you play that music, I just envision Randy in the Penis Slivania getting up and doing a dance of the veils or something. I don't know why, but anyway. Y'all, it says, contrary to popular belief, the observed federal holiday is actually called Washington's birthday. Neither Congress nor the president has ever stipulated that the name of the holiday observed as Washington's birthday be changed to President's Day. Additionally, Congress has never declared it a national holiday binding in all states, and each state decides its own legal holidays. This is why there are some calendar discrepancies when it comes to this holiday. So how did Washington's birthday come to be called President's Day? Well, many calendars calendars list the third Monday of February as President's Day, and many U.S. states list the holiday as President's Day. Of course, all of the three-day retail store sales are called President's Day sales, and this vernacular has been influential in how we refer or how we reference the holiday. Historically, Americans began celebrating Washington's birthday just months after his death before Congress declared it a federal holiday. It was not until 1879 under President Rutherford B. Hayes. Big Fatty, he was good friends with the old gal, wasn't he? I think so. That Washington's birthday became a legal holiday to be observed on his birthday, February the 22th. Well, Washington's birthday was celebrated on February 22th, well into the 20th century, and in 1968, Congress passed the Monday holiday law to provide uniform annual observances of certain legal public holidays on Mondays by creating more three-day weekends. Congress hoped to bring substantial benefits to both the spiritual and economic lives of the nation. Today, George Washington's birthday is only one of 11 permanent holidays established by Congress. One of the great traditions followed for decades has been the reading of George Washington's farewell address. Big Fatty, will you be reading it? No, I will not. However, y'all, I will put a link to his farewell address in the show notes over at the www, so you can go read it. Big Fatty, that was lovely, which remains an annual event for the Senate to this day. In a sense, Washington's birthday helps us reflect on not just the first president, but also the founding of our nation, the values, and what Washington calls in his farewell address, the beloved Constitution and Union as received from the founders. So y'all, I've learned something today. Big Fatty, who knew the little show would teach us something we should have learned in the third grade? Yes! Yeah, I guess y'all, today, the 18th of February, y'all, that's the third February, the first, that's the third Monday in February, celebrating George Washington's birthday. Y'all, we're also celebrating the celebration of exiting of the birth canal for Logan. Oh, big baby, we love Logan. We do love Logan. Y'all, I've met Logan in the San Francisco during my very first, I think it was my very first, and Logan, you can let me know if I'm incorrect. Big Fatty, everybody lets you know when you're incorrect. My very first Lista meet and greet, and I think we had it at the Mix there near the corner of Castro and 18th. Yes, Big Fatty, and Logan was there. And y'all, Logan got jiggy. Big Fatty! But as the evening progressed, yes, Big Fatty, thank goodness he had enough sense not to get jiggy with you. Anyway, and y'all, Logan has since moved from the California, and y'all, I think he's somewhere like in flyover space in the country now, and I just, Logan, forgive me for not remembering. Big Fatty, he ought to be thankful you remembered his damn birthday. Well, that's true. So, y'all, and I don't know if Logan is on the Twitter or the FaceSpace. I want to say he probably is, but I don't know. So, y'all, if you see Logan on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, Big Fatty, if I remember correctly, he's quite the looker. He is quite the looker, y'all. Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, in honor of George Birthington and Logan's celebration of exiting the birth canal, I do not want him to get any kick today. I want him to have a big old piece of cherry pie. Why, Big Fatty, maybe with some whipped cream or ice cream. Dear Gassiola, last time I talked to you was Thursday afternoon when I recorded the Friday show. Y'all, since then I have, I was kind of up in the air about when I was going to go to Hatlanta. But y'all, I'm on my way to Hatlanta this morning. I'm going to be over there all week long. For those of you who live over there in the Hatlanta, I know that's the number one fan of the BFO for 2019. You know, that's Terminally Single Tim and the Baby's Home and Epa Louie and George in Atlanta and the gay country boy. Yes, Big Fatty, still not spelled. It is not spelled to you. And all the rest, the Big Fatty, who else is over there? Oh, yeah. Travis. And others as well. Yes, Big Fatty, all the gentlemen callers. Well, anyway, I'm going to be over there. I'm coming back to Charleston either for right or Saturday morning. I hadn't decided yet, so it just kind of depends, you know, y'all. When I'm going to Hatlanta nowadays, it's all a crapshoot. Yes, Big Fatty, that's one thing the Hat Arena does well is shoots crap. Big Fatty Mulligan. You know, that's why we get back into life with Depends. Big Fatty. Thursday evening, I was sitting here watching the TV machine, and all of a sudden, it was the little 23-year-old that works nearby the villa here, and he says, "Hey, Big Fatty, what you doing? I get off work around 10:30 p.m. in the evening." And I said, "Lovely." He says, "Would you like me to stop by?" And y'all, believe it or not, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Be ready for swimming or a dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, and y'all, he came on over, and yes, okay, that's good. All right. And y'all, he's just one that it's just a very simple honk of the bobo, Betty, and a little pone and maybe a little bit of the papas, and y'all, and once everybody has arrived, then he's off to his home, Betty. Fatty says, "Wham, honk, honk, and thank you, ma'am, Big Fatty." Y'all, it was just kind of nice. And y'all, I really didn't think after the first time he would ever come back. Big Fatty, nobody ever thinks he'll come back after the first time. He did. It was lovely. Y'all, for right. Y'all, I cannot remember. Y'all, this was a very Walnut Hills weekend for Big Fatty. Y'all, I know I did my two nipple walks from right. Y'all, one of my nipple walks, I was out walking around, and y'all, there was a young girl. She worked for one of the cleaning services here in town, and so I didn't see that she had on a logo shirt. Big Fatty, a logo shirt? Were you wearing your powdered wig while you were out on your nipple? No, I didn't. That's Monday, except I won't be doing a nipple walk because, you know, I'm on the road. Big Fatty, wearing in the ruby red. Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, I asked her if she did independent house cleaning, and she said she did, but y'all, she didn't have time to discuss it or anything, so y'all, she was going to... she took my number and is going to call me this week, and we're going to chat about her coming by and giving me an estimate on a big Freddy. I thought that that you were going to get what's her name to well what is her name? It's Hortensia to clean the villa. Well, I hadn't gotten in touch with Hortensia yet. So anyway, I'm going to have this young girl come by. Y'all, we'll see what she wants to charge me. And you know, I'm not under any obligation or whatever to do that. But by the way, y'all, the old gal came up with a new word, and I don't remember the name of it, but y'all, I was crestfallen. She was wanting breadsticks, and I was crestfallen that she couldn't get them. But anyway, for right in the evening, y'all, I had me a glass of wine, and I sat out on the veranda. Y'all, that Brian in Boston, you know, he is the unofficial, self-appointed resident historian, unsubscribed of the BFO. Y'all, he thought that I was, I don't know, having some sort of a spell or something, because I was on the Twitty so much. What was I saying? Big Fatty, I don't know. Are you having a spell? I don't know. Anyway, didn't really do anything for right evening. I really caught up on a lot of things on the TV machine. Y'all still hadn't slept real well this weekend. I don't know what's all up with that. But Big Fatty, that's that Whitman Tinker. He's got out the BFO. Voodoo doll. Well, Big Fatty, I thought Ant had that. Well, Ant has the BFO action figure, but Whitman Tinker has the BFO voodoo doll, probably. And y'all, he just keeps waking me up. Big Fatty. Anyway, Saturday, I did a nipple walk, and y'all, I'm just not a whole lot. Y'all, we were going out Saturday night to Dudley Do-Right's, and Durwood got there and said, oh, the parking garage is filling up fast. I'm on the top level. And y'all, Granny arrived. Oh, it's full. I can't get in. I'm going home. Then Durwood, no, let's go to another club. So y'all, we ended up, by that time, I was arriving at the parking garage. Y'all, it says open. I don't know what Granny was having problems with. Big Fatty, they just saw it was Granny and sent him on his way. But y'all, we went to another club. Y'all, they have Scruffy. It had kind of scruffy guys there. And y'all, it was a lovely, lovely view. And y'all, the Tanqueray and Tonic was only $5. Big Fatty! And Sunday, I have just been a sloth, and now I'm recording the little show. Yes, Big Freddy, you big old sloth. Oh, Nick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, lovely President's Day. Big Fatty, George Worthington's watch day. That's right, I forgot. And y'all, don't forget, I'm going to post George Worthington's farewell speech. Big Fatty, will you be doing a farewell speech at episode 3000? I've already started preparing it. Big Fatty's going to be prepared. Anyway, y'all, At the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from over there at the Gayish, and y'all, they're talking about sharding themselves. And y'all, just a reminder, even though it's so-so question month, y'all be getting your shard stories together, right, Kyle?
Everyone has a shitting themselves story?
Oh, yes, that's why we have Shard Weekend. Kyle, you need to tell us your short story.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.